current powers are keenly awaiting the outcome of coalition talks in South Africa. We speak to a former diplomat to both South African governments, Dr. Edward Minnie, who is with the University of North Georgia in the United States. Welcome, Dr. Minnie.
Thank you very much, Chris. I appreciate the opportunity to chat to you and your audience.
Well, thank you for taking a break from your holiday in Greece to give us your take on the results of our election. How has the election results been received in the United States?
Yes. United States is really interested in a stable South Africa. And clearly, the ANC has been on a downward curve in terms of support since 94. There was just one little peak where they sort of maximized their support here in, I believe it was in the early 2000s. But it's shown a decreasing trend of support amongst the general voter population. And of course, the question is, who would replace the ANC, and should they be replaced? The United States is losing its influence in Africa, which is not a good development. That vacuum caused by the US's withdrawal, forced withdrawal, by host governments, for instance, Niger, that vacuum has now been filled by Russia and by an extension, Wagner, which is really an extension of their foreign policy activities here, on the African continent. I believe that the US would not like to lose its influence in South Africa, and in order for them to remain engaged through AGOA, they are going to look for a reliable partner in South Africa. And so together with this, it requires a stable South African government. And of course, now we are looking at the ANC having achieved just over 40% support. They are now forced to either form a government, a coalition government, or a worst case scenario, a government of national unity with so many different parties being involved in the governing of South Africa. So either way we look at it, South Africa politically is less stable. I would say from the US perspective, any coalition government is not an ideal situation. Just think of Italy, think of Israel. More often than not, they have coalition governments that don't really hold. They force new general elections as a result of the instability brought about by those coalition governments. So what does the ANC do? They have to look for a partner, and a viable partner that can bring stability. So we'll see. I know there's horse trading going on at the moment between the ANC and other parties. And I believe they have 2 weeks after the general election to come up with a coalition government, coalition partner, or a government of national unity. So, we'll see where that takes us. And I believe we'll have another conversation once those announcements are made. No, I'm just saying that the U.S. government would like to see a stable South Africa, and obviously for their own national security interests, try and be South Africa serve as a bulwark, against Chinese expansionism in Africa, as well as Russian expansionism in Africa. South Africa is a very important country on the African continent. And I believe the U.S. government wants a successful South Africa.
So while the U.S. may not see any coalition government as ideal, which coalition do you think would be preferable or would best serve South Africa's domestic and international interests?
Yes. I really believe the ANC, the DA, and perhaps the IFP forming a coalition government would be, in my opinion, the most stable. Having said that, you know, ideologically, the ANC and the DA are opposed on many fronts. But I believe that that could be worked through. The concern there would be each of their support base, respectively, to show that, you know, they are delivering for their support base. So it's going to take some nifty negotiations and diplomacy on the side of the ANC and the DA, IFP to a lesser extent. It's possible. But I believe that that is the most stable option for South Africa. I also believe that the ANC and the DA, on the one hand, do not want to see former cadres such as EFF and MK share in the governing of South Africa, because that could be very contentious. The former ANC supporters now supporting MK and EFF would be very demanding towards the ANC should they form part of the coalition. So it's in the interests of the ANC and the DA to keep the EFF and MK out of governing South Africa.
Talking about that, what do you make of the astounding performance of former President Jacob Zuma's MK party in the election, even beating the economic freedom fighters into fourth place?
Yes, remarkable performance, I must say. I think of all the parties, they did the best. I'm surprised at the support that Jacob Zuma's party and Jacob Zuma attained. The problem there is, you know, he's getting on in age. I believe he's 82, thereabouts, years old. And who replaces him? How long will he last? And so it's a populist movement in that sense. I've always believed many, many decades ago that the Zulus really, should be governing themselves in KwaZulu-Natal. I'm not surprised by the outcome. I am surprised by the percentage that they had attained. But I'm not surprised that Jacob Zuma was supported by the Zulus in KwaZulu-Natal, if I can put it that way.
When I spoke to you last year, I think we discussed where South Africa fell at that point on the scale towards a failed state. How would you classify South Africa right now?
Chris, I would say it's fragile. I know there are so many people watching your program that say it's failed. That's from their perspective. I don't believe that at all. It is fragile. And I'm still maintain my position that if we can stabilize South Africa, which I believe we South Africans could do with the right coalition partners, and as I said, with the right negotiations, that makes sense for both parties, the ANC and the DA and the IFP, that we could turn that ship around, stabilize South Africa. The huge unemployment rate, the huge poverty rate is of big concern. And so in order to attract foreign direct investment, in order to keep our trading partners engaged with South Africa and improve their investments and trade with South Africa, we've got to show that South Africa is a stable destination for them to do business in and to invest their money in. So I would say fragile.
Doctor, what would the implications be for the United States in Africa if it lost its influence in South Africa?
As I said, South Africa is a very important country on the continent. The US would lose South Africa as a partner, and then thereby lose its influence in sub-Saharan Africa, in my opinion. It cannot afford to lose South Africa as a trading partner, as an ally. I know there's resentment in South Africa towards the US. Again, this needs to be addressed, and we do this through diplomacy, strengthening our bilateral relations with each other. And absolutely, the US must remain engaged with South Africa. I know there's been talk on Capitol Hill about relooking the AGOA status with South Africa. That's not going to go anywhere. The US must maintain AGOA with South Africa, and I believe it will. And they cannot afford to lose South Africa to the influence of, as I said, Russia or China. It's not in the interests, in the national security interests of the United States at all.
Thank you. That was Dr. Edward Minnie, a former diplomat to both the South African governments and now the University of North Georgia in the United States, speaking to BizNews about the outcome of the election in South Africa. Thank you, Dr. Minnie.
Thank you very much, Chris. I appreciate the time.
And I'm Chris Stein.